First day of school today?
Somewhat. Meeting the new students. Prepping. It's all cool, man. Cool to see the new faces and be amongst your brothers again.
Is it a little strange knowing you're going into the season without Charles Woodson?
Yeah, it is a little weird around here, not seeing his face and Tuck's face and some other guys, but at the same time they still keep in contact with us and deep down, and we know they still gonna be a part of this, whether they're here or not.
Do you feel like it's your time to step up as a leader? You were able to do some of the pregame speeches last
year. Yeah. C Wood wanted me to prepare and get ready for that role. But at the same time, just taking it day by day and slowly seeing what happens. But the leadership role definitely is in effect at this point.
Derek said he felt older.
Yeah.
Without Woodson here and without Justin Tucker, he said I felt a little older.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's very different. It's very different. But D.C., like I said, like I've been saying, great leader, great man, great role model for other, other up and coming guys around here. So it's gonna be real fun. It's gonna be real fun to see.
You're known for how hard you get at it.
Yeah.
Work wise, how much time did you actually take off in the off season?
Oh man, all right. I think I probably took like 2-3 days. 2-3 days. All the other days, I count them as recovery days. So, you know, count them as recovery days. But legit, 2 or 3 days. Sit at the beach and was chilling.
The defense showed signs down the stretch of really coming together. And
yeah.
You have an off season like this where you bring in
guys. Oh, yeah.
How excited are you for the potential of that group back there to really take off this season?
I mean, it's easy to get excited, but I feel like we're more excited about the work that we have to put in. And getting to know each other and getting the grind with each other and being on the field and getting the communication down pack. I'm more excited about those things, and that's the stuff that you can really tell how great, you know what I'm saying, the defense will be based on those things.
You're sitting on the beach for 2 or 3 days. You give yourself a chance to think about what you and Bruce Irvin and even Alden
That's all you can do is think about it. I'm a doer, so I want to see us actually do something real special. And then the only way to do that is to put in the work. And that's what we've all been talking about, putting in the work and grinding day in and day out with our head down. And as soon as the game one jumps up, that's when you want to put it on film.
How fearsome could it be for opposing offenses?
We could talk about coulda, woulda, shoulda, but until we do it, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to doing it. And that's what this whole offseason is going to be based on.
Do you look at there's a buzz about the Raiders that hasn't been around for quite a while now, and a lot of people are picking up 10 games, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you see all that as a trap?
That's the thing. It's easy to get caught in that trap, and that's not what we're about. We're about the grind. We're about working hard, committing ourselves to excellence, and going out and winning. Yeah, that's what it's really all about. Can't really focus on those outside things. Got to bring it all tight together and keep it all close, and then once the winning starts.
Just on an individual basis, how soon after the season did it sink in that you were the first player to be named first team AP All-Pro at 2 positions?
It still hasn't, man. You know what I'm saying? It's still kind of weird because I don't know how it works. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know if it was an accident or if I was good enough to get that accomplishment legit. But at the same time, it's all about grinding, man. I'm a grinder, and so you can look at those things, but you can't really focus on them. I can't focus on it for long. I seen it happen, and I want to see if I can make it happen again.
Derek had talked about that shortly after that 2014 draft class.
Yeah.
All gotten taken, that you guys made this pact, that you guys were kind of change the culture and change how you guys worked. And you have talked about that past seasons. Now that we're 2 years forward and you feel older, has that pact kind of held between you and Gabe and Derek and all those guys?
Oh, yeah, man. It's holding strong, man. It's holding strong. And you see it in the guys' eyes when you walk around the building. And we all talk and joke, but at the same time, we know that deep down we're putting in that work, and we're going to keep continuously trying to put forth those wins on a consistent basis.
You guys in close contact during the offseason?
Yeah, man. We was in real close contact. Everybody's still talking on the group chat. We were real excited. He decided to come back, man. That's another one of our brothers, and looking forward to having him back. But until then, we're going to still keep in contact with him. And whenever he's around, we're going to try to get up with him and all those different things and support him.
Have you gotten a chance to kind of get to know Bruce?
Yeah. He's a cool dude, man. We talk here and there before we came out here, especially during the recruiting process. Talked a little bit, but at the same time, he's a good dude, man. Coming in with great energy, and I'm excited to go out there and grind with him first. But then, you know what I'm saying, to be able to line up next to him is going to be fun as well. I mean, you could talk about what are the benefit, but until that day comes, that's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to actually putting it on film and showing that this helped and this helped. You know what I mean? I can't really speak on the future. I can't really speak on what will be, but I know that I want to uphold my end of the bargain in this situation. So I got to put in the work. That's all I'm focusing on right now.
Is that the attitude that kind of helps you kind of stray away from, you know, like from that trap, you know,
oh, yeah,
from winning free agency?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you want the entire team to kind of have that?
Please have that mindset. I want everybody to have that mindset, because you could put the pieces and you could say you got the pieces, but until it's on film, on tape, and you guys are winning and the defense is holding and shutting guys out and all those things are happening that are positive things, you can't really say that.
How key is it going to be for you going into this year, having Ken Norton Jr. for the second year? It seems like, I think it was mentioned before, the second half of the year, you guys really put a lot of pressure on and put clamps on opposing offenses. Mm-hmm. But now you go into a second season with that knowledge base.
Exactly what you're saying. Coach Ken Norton, man, having him a second year is almost like cheating. The guy that brings enthusiasm, energy, all the necessary things as far as football smarts, just everything you need as a player. He's a great coach, and I'm glad that he's on my team, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
You talked about the recruiting process when it came to Urban.
Yeah.
Is that something that you were involved in with other guys as well?
I mean, you could say you're involved, but it's just what it is. You know certain guys based on where they train at or where they've trained and who they know. And so just certain things you get to tell them and just let them know that it'll be nice. It'll be nice to have you, for sure.
Bruce talked about, he said outside of Norton, that you know, playing alongside you was one of the main reasons he wanted to come here.
Yeah.
What is it like to hear that guys, you know, not just want to come to this team, but specifically want to play alongside you?
That's an honor, man. I'm fortunate for him to even think that. But at the same time, I want to make sure I hold up my part of the bargain. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I'm good enough and held up to that standard. Even getting better. I want to be better than I was last year. So that's what the focus is. Not even focusing on that. Just going out and grinding and trying to get better and do better and be a better teammate this year.
Coach, mm-hmm. From coach to Jack. And
yeah.
What's coming into this off-season program like? It's a lot.
It's a lot.
The waters are pretty calm right now.
Exactly, the waters are real calm, but at the same time, it's a stern focus. It's a discipline. It's a certain level of focus that you expect coming into this year, because you've been around these same people. And so they know what you can do, but they know what you can't do. They know your strengths and they know your weaknesses. So it's about strengthening those weaknesses with them and growing together, and that can only benefit us.
You as a player, do you ever get frustrated with how many times during a game you get held or double teamed or any of that? How do you plow through that kind of thing?
It's all about maintaining focus throughout the game and knowing what it is that you have to get done. All you can do is your job, whether a guy's holding you or not. You got to try to make the play. There's no excuse. Whether you're in the right position or not, you have to be there. And that's the mindset you got to have. I don't really focus on that, but it's hard to get kind of lost in it a little bit because it's frustrating. But at the same time, you got to keep pushing through and uphold your end of the job.
You got a chance to talk to Mario much? You feel pretty good about
it? Oh, yeah. Rio. Yeah. He's excited, man. He's dealing with whatever he's dealing with. But at the same time, he's here. He's working. You know, that's all you can ask for from him.
You know, it was mentioned that, you know, guys are saying they want to come here and play
No.
Khalil Mack. I How does it feel to know that the other team's offensive coordinator is game planning against you?
I mean, like I feel like I said it before. It's an honor. It's an honor. It's kind of like an honor, but at the same time, it's all about doing your job, and I can't try to go outside of doing my job and try to do something more than what I'm supposed to do. But at the same time, I want to have an effect in any way possible, and that's all about getting better and knowing certain things that you're going to get thrown your way this year, opposed to last year, seeing different things and different schemes that teams had, just preparing for them and being ready for it.